Jenna, we have two teams with contrasting positions throughout the league, but both teams like to play attacking football. What kind of fixture are you anticipating tomorrow?
I think it'll be an extremely difficult game. We've obviously done a lot of homework now on Sligo, and they're a side that they're very lively. They've lots of energy. They very much play on the counter attack, and they've good players. The lad Akiki and Eldine, and so they've a lot of energy, and they've a lot of youth, and they're fearless at times. So we know how difficult it's going to be. But the other side of it is, we probably owe Sligo one after a performance that we let ourselves down badly in at their place a couple of months back. So it's all to play for from our end.
Did you learn anything from that particular fixture in July in Sligo?
Yeah, turned out to be as bad again. There was lots of things that we done that we played right into their hands. So there's certain things that we'll have to tweak for tomorrow night. Otherwise, Sligo will hurt you. And I think if you look at, I think they're unbeaten in five now, and two really good wins back to back. So they're, as I say, they're a difficult side. They're fighting for their lives every, like ourselves, every point's a prisoner in this. And we're expecting a really difficult game.
I don't know if the microphone can pick up the noises of the rain above us. It's expected to be like this tomorrow, even with a bit more wind. Do you think I could make the game a bit more scrappy tomorrow?
I hope not, because, as you said, they're both teams that like to play, and it probably has the makings of a decent game. And so I think it's our last Friday night game at home. So it'd be nice to get a decent game before the season finishes on Friday evenings. But listen, we'll see.
Last week you were missing Sam Todd through an injury. Is he back in contention this week?
Yep, Sam's back, and probably, if truth be told, it was more precautionary on our part. We've had a number of injuries that have put people out for the rest of the season the last couple of weeks, and it was one that if it had a went, then he would have been out for the season. So it was probably more precaution on our part than anything.
Normally when you hear the term out for the season, depending on what part of the year can be very extreme. Like, we know that Alex and Dippo are going to be missing the remainder of it, because obviously the season's out for the next 4 or 5 weeks. But will their injuries, will that take effect on how they prepare for a pre-season?
We're hoping not. Dippo has an operation on Saturday, and we're hoping that his recovery time won't be dissimilar to the Liam Boyce's. Alex Bannon's and Ben Doherty's, they're just probably longer than what the season lasts. But they'll both be back and ready to go for pre-season.
Great news during the week about Michael Duffy. His future is now secure for the next 3 years. We have more players coming out of contract now in the coming weeks. Is discussion started with other players?
Again, as I've been saying, our big concentration is Sligo on Friday night, and we're not going to let outside noises get in this. It's a precarious time for everybody, as we know, and we respect that. But it's just a situation where I got to put Derry City first in this, and European football has to be at the forefront of our minds rather than getting into contract talks or ins and outs or anything like that.
How have the preparations been this week? Obviously, going to the game last week, there was a lot of atmosphere away from where you were in the team bus, but found its way into the bus. Has it been a lot more camera this week?
Yeah, there's, it's only Thursday, mind you. So we're fully aware of that. Again, no idea where any of that kind of stuff came from. I've been saying this from the minute I walked in the doors, and hopefully tell them the minute I walk back out them again that they've been a brilliant bunch of boys who work unbelievably hard, and there's actually never been a crossword. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but there's never been a crossword, and to hear some of the things that was said was definitely bemusing.
Are there any rumours this week, any interesting ones?
No, I'm actually... I did join a karate class during the week, mind you, when I seen that little video, because Mickey Duffy's got a couple of karate kicks coming his way.